Here's your view, Dan, Neil and Sean, after Liverpool went to Brighton and won 3-2. Neil, there's a little bit around selection that we could potentially get into if we wanted.
Yeah.
Gravenberch, Alexander-Arnold getting the night off completely. Players who do travel, maybe we'll touch on that a bit later. But I want to talk on the Robertson question first and foremost, why he goes again. I don't want to sort of try and unearth this as some kind of conspiracy about the great decline of Andy Robertson, but I do think it's worth a conversation. Because one thing's been sort of troubling me lately, and it is that I don't think we exactly know what we want from a slot left back. And I think it's the one position on the pitch that we're still not entirely sure we've seen an identity of what the manager wants from. And so, you know, Robertson has sent you some comparative data over to play slots. Has it final to Tsimikas to his form last season. I think the main point is that he is down on pressures, he's slightly down on progressions. These are all key features to his game. All of that said, he backs up Arsenal with the armbands. I think he has a bit of a funny night. Where do you think things are with him?
I think the inconsistency of what he's being asked to do, and what both of them are being asked to do actually, but what he's being asked to do, I think is one of the key elements. I think to your point of we don't quite have clarity yet on what it is, I think that's because I don't think there is actually a ton of clarity. I think it has been flitting around a little bit game by game, and even to a certain extent game state by game state. So I think it's difficult to judge that. I think it's one where, you know, it begs a couple of questions as to what we have or haven't seen over the course of pre-season, you know, going into the season proper. It's striking to me that, for instance, when they're under the cosh late and there's a bit of action down that flank at Wolves, it's Gomez who comes on, and not Tsimikas for Robertson, which suggests that the manager is open to a bit of that when he feels as though it's everyone's up against the wall. But on the whole, we didn't see Gomez there at all in any meaningful capacity before the start of the season. But the flip side of that is we didn't see much of Gomez before the start of the season because he came back late on England duty. So that's still, I'd say, a little bit unresolved. Then I think you've got Tsimikas got the full preseason or most of the preseason, and obviously played the preseason games as well, which led to him, I think, towards the end of it dovetailing quite nicely with Gakpo. I think you've also just got a little bit of, it may well have been, I mean, for all we know, the player himself might have wanted to get another game in against Brighton after what happened against Arsenal, and might have sort of said to the manager, I wouldn't mind getting back out there as soon as possible, please. It may well be as well, in amongst all of this, one of the direction of travel now, and this depends on what you think of last night. Did you think that last night Gakpo forces his way into being the first one to be subbed, therefore you think with an eye on the fact that he'll start against Brighton, or could that have always been the plan? In that, I wonder whether or not the plan might well be that he wants Robertson Diaz to play the game against Leverkusen. This stuff's Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday, so that's in there as well. So it's possible that in the back of his mind through this is, well, I'm going to use Robertson in the two midweeks, and I'm going to use Diaz. Could already have had in mind the way Leverkusen play, flitting between a 3, a 4, a 5, depending on how you want to term it, as games wear on. He may well have had in the back of his mind, well, I want that left side for that game,